explain in a little better detail what the partnership is hoping to do.
Well, the partnership is hoping to do a couple of things. One, to solve the wastewater problems that all towns on the Cape have, and two, to try to do it in a way that would save all of the towns some money. Many towns have looked at the fact that in the beginning of this, they said, well, you know, it's our problem, we're going to solve it, and they decided to go it alone. And the thinking has changed into the fact that it's sometimes easier to solve a problem on a regional level. So with that, the consultants that the three towns have, Harwich, Dennis, and Yarmouth, came up with an idea that wouldn't it be a good thing to put the three towns together, that the plant would be located in the town of Dennis, that would take care of Dennis's needs. It would also take care of the western part of Harwich and the eastern part of Yarmouth across the Bass River. And so we have been looking at a plant similar to the one known as MFN, which is Mansfield, Foxborough, and Norton, which was put together about 20 years or so ago. And we're using some of their guiding documents to take a look at how they set up a tri-town, how they make it work.
Is this going to require funding for a new infrastructure, like a new wastewater treatment plant itself, or is it something that Dennis has that could be expanded upon?
It's going to require the building of a new plant. This new consortium will actually have its own, if you will, kind of board of governors. It'll be a separate entity from any of the towns if it goes through as we're looking. The hope is that this new consortium will come up with the money and will tax the townspeople in a way that makes it beneficial for everyone.
And I've read in news reports that your thinking here is that it could save quite a bit of money. How much do you have any kind of projections?
We haven't gotten down to the projections yet, so I hesitate to say what it would cost, but it's in the millions of dollars being able to do this. One of the things, by putting together three towns, it allows the flow going into the system to stay at a certain level. And for a wastewater treatment plant to work at an effective level, it has to have certain amount of effluent to come into it daily. If each one of the towns did it separately, that flow wouldn't be quite enough. We also can design the plant so that it can be added onto. So as we start rolling in different parts of towns, we can add onto the plant. I think people also need to remember that this is really a 30 to 50 year plan that's going forward, that we're going to start on the south sides of particular parts of the town. And then as the years roll on, we can actually add onto the plant. So that's being designed for growth as well.
You're hoping this becomes a model for the rest of the Cape. Can you talk about that?
I think that if we can become a model for a tri-town, that it's going to work really well, that other towns could do it.
Yeah, and it seems to follow in line with what some of the folks at the Cape Cod Commission were saying with the federal 208 plan, that attacking this regionally, since water doesn't obey town boundaries, might be the most cost-effective way to get a handle on such a large issue.
Exactly. And when you think about where the pockets of water reside on the Cape, and where the pockets of wastewater come from on the Cape, people understand that if they had to redo their Title V, there's a cost involved in that. And if we can do it this way and everyone invest into it, in the long run, it's probably not going to cost the homeowners much more than they would when they had to replace a system that they've got.
What are next steps for making this go from idea to reality?
The town meeting approval that the three towns gave unanimously is something that allows us to continue talking. We're going to have to go back to the towns again when we come up with further plans and take a look at if they'll continue to agree with our thinking that a tri-town is the way to go.
Well, Paul McCormick, thanks so much for talking with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.